This was to the Romans their guiding light in all things. Did they ever change? Of course they did. But they never admitted to changing. This is how Roman speeches began. Here is what our ancestors did. What would our ancestors have done? There was always this tendency, this sense, this powerful feeling that one must go back to the good old days. So the authority of eminent citizens, and then more particularly the authority of eminent citizens from the past, explained to the Romans how their system was supposed to work. Now, perhaps the greatest critique and assessment of this system came from the Greek historian Polybius. He was born about 200 BC, died in 118. He was captured by the Romans during their wars in the Balkans. We'll turn to those wars in our next lecture. He was a very learned Greek, and he set out to write a history of his times. Now, he lived among influential Romans. He lived a very, very elegant and graceful life, even though he was sort of a prisoner of war. He wrote a massive history of the Hellenistic world, that world that we talked about a couple of lectures back. And book 6 of this is a penetrating analysis of Rome's system. Polybius wanted to understand, he was sort of a haughty Greek, he wanted to understand how a people so recently barbarian had come to conquer virtually the whole known world. He attributed their success to what he called their mixed constitution. He said the Romans had consuls who were very much like kings. There's a monarchical dimension. The Roman Senate were like aristocrats. There was an oligarchical dimension, ruled by a few. And the assemblies were like the demos in a Greek city, democracy, the rule by the many. Now, Polybius had a characteristically Greek view of the cyclical evolution of politics. Remember, in antiquity, people generally, the Hebrews were different, and we'll see later on that the Christians were different, but among ancient peoples generally, it was thought that life revolved in great cycles. The Wheel of Fortune was not a television program in antiquity, it was a philosophical way of talking about how everything works. There was a notion that there was a natural evolution of societies. Starting with monarchy, the rule of a strong person. Eventually, the monarch would have to share power with some number of people, and we would move to oligarchy. Oligarchs would then gradually have to share power with a larger number of people. And we would have democracy, ruled by the people. A certain number of the people, of the demos, would then begin to rule selfishly in their own interest. We would have mob rule. And mob rule would then be ended by the man on the horse, by the strong man, by the monarch, who comes in and brings order and, in a sense, brings us back round to the top, or, if you will, the bottom of the circle, and the cycle begins again. What intrigued Polybius so much about the Romans was he believed somehow that they had escaped the cycle, that their mixed constitution, their balanced constitution, had enabled them to break out of this vicious cycle of political change. Was Polybius right? Yes and no. Now, the Roman system was remarkably stable for a long time. And the mixed dimension of this constitution was there for all to see. And as I said, it was admired very much by the founding fathers of the United States. There are a lot of things Polybius, for example, didn't tell us. Now, he lived among great people. He ought to have known. But he didn't tell us, for example, anything about the culture of deference. He didn't tell us anything about the senatorial aristocracy. He didn't tell us anything about the relatively small number of families who had monopolized political power over a very long period of time. So it's curious in a way, you see, that Polybius notes certain aspects very penetratingly of the Roman system and seems to ignore others. But finally, and perhaps most ironic, Polybius lived at Rome at the very moment when the Romans were building a vast empire. One of the things he didn't notice was the kinds of strains and tensions that the creation of this empire produced for a small, face-to-face, deferential political system. That said, the Roman system has been, in terms of strict institutional structures and in terms of ideological ideas, formative in the Western tradition. In our next lecture, we'll turn to the strains produced by the creation of the Roman Empire.